I've been sitting on this for 48 hours, and I gots to get it off my chest.
Okay.
Y'all still want Sam Darnold?
Well, I mean, that seems like prisoner of the moment.
Does it?
Well, anybody who wanted him over Brock Purdy, go ahead and light up the phone lines. You won't, because those people were lunatic fringe. Honestly, people who wanted him over Brock Purdy.
Is Brian Baldinger is lunatic fringe?
Well, did he say, I guess he said weeks ago.
Yeah, he said in December, I'd flip him for Sam Darnold.
Well.
Which is not even possible. We laid that out, and I know that Brian, that's using his exact words, and that's not what he meant. And he came on the station on yesterday morning, and sort of was like, well, here's what I was kind of meaning at the time.
Right.
And
yeah. Yeah, well.
To walk it back a little bit. And yes, my question is leading.
It's
and,
loaded,
and
yeah.
Loaded and all of that stuff. But it goes to a conversation that I think a lot of us were, and you and I, we had on Monday prior to Sam Darnold going out there. And it's what I wonder, and it's this. Do we all really just, do we make up our minds about people based on the last moment you saw them? It's as if you and I sitting here in this room, I'm just going to ignore the fact that how many years have I known you?
Oh, probably 24.
All right, but I'm making my mind up based on what you do today.
Yeah, you can. You're allowed to.
You got nothing built up with me, dog.
Yeah.
So you better be good today, because if you're not, I'm going to go home and I'm going to sit with my family at dinner time and I'm going to be like, I don't know about this Dibs guy.
Yeah.
I think I might flip him for Darnold.
It's been at least 2 decades. I'm trying to think about the exact time, but for sure 2 decades, a clean 2 decades. But I do think it works also as we're judging Sam Darnold, and Grandy and I on the show thread had a little back and forth about, because I threw out the glib comment of, well, Sam Darnold's lost tens of millions of dollars. And
he probably did.
Yes. Now,
I'm not worried about him, but you know,
I'm not either. He'll and the idea of Justin Herbert is a little different, because Justin Herbert already has his contract. And so, you know, whatever he does, and I know he's thrown 7 picks in his 2 playoff games. And so it hasn't gone well for Justin, but he's paid in full. Sam Darnold was in a prove it situation, and he sure did for the majority of 15 weeks. It reminds me a little bit of Jean Vandeveld and the Open Championship at Carnoustie so long ago,
pull.
When he had a 3-stroke lead going to 18, and he made a triple bogey and went to a playoff and lost to Paul Laurie, I believe.
Oh, good pull.
Laurie.
Yeah.
There
was a three-way playoff, I think.
I'd have to check that.
Laurie won it for sure. Whatever.
It was a little bit like Darnold, where the dude had the lead going to the 72nd hole. Just don't screw up in the playoffs, and you're a made man, and he kind of did.
And he kind of did, but I'm going to use Monday and that football game to actually sort of make the point go both ways. In other words, I'm not going to sit here, because he was bad on Monday and in the last game of the year against the Lions, too, by the way. I'm not going to use that and suddenly be like, Darnold sucks. Because Darnold was really good this year. He had a phenomenal year, and I will not take that away from him. But what's funny is he actually has been in the league for like 5 or 6 years. And we've known that there are flaws there. We've known that all along. And that's the problem I had with this conversation from the jump. Yes, they're both still young players, but Brock Purdy has been here for 3 years. And most of the time, he is person A. And that's the person I want. And Sam Darnold has been here for like 6 years, maybe even 7. How many years has Sam Darnold been in the league?
I think this is now 6. That sounds about right.
I mean, he had the whole rookie contract with, I think, went, you know, from the Jets to the to the
it's
Panthers.
Year 7.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah,
year 7.
He's been here for 7 years.
4 teams.
And most of the time, he's been person B. So it was wild to me to get to week 15 in the National Football League and suddenly have a conversation about Brock Purdy and the man who backed him up the year before. It was absurd. It was absurd.
Yeah, agreed. I said it then, and I say it even more confidently now that we saw what Sam Darnold did. And a lot of this comes down to everything we always discuss on Sports Talk Radio. Two things. One, system quarterback, and P.S., they're all system quarterbacks, and number two is complimentary football, and Minnesota played a great brand this year of complimentary football. The defense, with their blitzing and their varied fronts, got offenses off the field. Sam Darnold had the best receiver in football and a really good ground game and a solid tight end, and as a result, he didn't have to go out there and throw for 400 yards a game to carry his team. It was complimentary football.
They didn't get to 10 points in either of his last two games. They're both huge.
Yeah, big games.
They didn't get to 10 points.
Yeah.
10.
Both on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just sort of, you know, trying to get throw.
They had the crowd. They had the crowd on Monday.
In L.A.?
Arizona.
Oh, that's right.
Arizona.
Wasn't even in Arizona. In LA, right.
Look, I guess here's the question, because I'm not here to trash Sam Darnold. Sam's a good player. He had a good year. I've always thought that he's a good player who needed better surroundings.
Just what happens now with Sam?
Well,
what's your quick blush reaction?
If I were the Vikings, I would franchise tag him. I know that's an expensive number, but it's for 1 year. But I am not going to take a team that went 14-3 and hand it over to a rookie who's never played in the NFL before and just trust that that's going to go well. If I've invested that much in Justin Jefferson, I want to make sure that I've got somebody who can move the ball with him. So I'm going to do one more year with Sam, and I'm going to let JJ actually be on the field, see where that goes throughout the year, and then make a more informed decision a year from now.
The projected tag number is 41.3.
Done.
So you give him 41.3 for 1 year, yeah. And I don't know what their cap situation is, but that's a pretty...
Cap schmap!
That's a full guarantee, though. It's easy to go cap schmap years down the road. That's a big number. But for 1 year, if you still believe that he can be good, I'm with you. You franchise him, because there might be a team out there that would give him 2 years and 50 and 60.
And what's JJ's health? This was a serious injury now. And they know that better than we do. But again, you asked for my snap thought. That's what I would do.
Okay.
So that would take Sam off the market. Sam probably wouldn't be terribly thrilled about that. But then you get a motivated Sam again to go back out there and change the narrative back in the direction where it was a few weeks ago. But here's the more important question for us here in the Bay Area, because this is what I heard all over the place and felt to a degree too. I wonder what you think. We wonder what you all think. 888-957-9570. How did Wild Card Weekend in the NFL adjust your thought and comfort level with Brock Purdy? Because every day that I went to the internet, apparently Brock Purdy got better over the weekend. He didn't play, but Herbert played. And everyone went, okay, I'll take Brock. And then Jordan Love played. And everyone went, give me Brock. And then Sam played, and it was as if everybody showed up with pens. Let's sign him now. That's what it felt like. It's an echo chamber. It's Twitter. It's whatever. It's people talking. It's text messages. I understand all that, but I do wonder how everyone feels. I know you probably don't feel any different. I don't feel any different. You and I have been in Brock's camp the whole time. I think most 49er fans are, but I think there are smart fans who are in Brock's camp and still hesitant on the number that it sounds like they're about to give him. But I wonder, how did that feeling adjust from Saturday to Monday?
It should have calmed you down for the anti-Brock camp, because you just mentioned it. Justin Herbert, who 9 out of every 10 NFL experts or fans would put Herbert above Purdy on your quarterback rankings, and I'm okay with it. I'm not against that.
Oh, I am too.
And
I probably would take Herbert over Purdy.
Well, he threw four interceptions. And yeah, Sam Darnold was the flavor of the month, and he had a bad game. And you can even add in Baker Mayfield, who was unable to get his team across the finish line in a game against Washington that they had every chance to win. So,
totally.
You know, you look at Brock and Brock's year, and I've always said this when people ask me about Brock Purdy, he's not as good as last year and he's not as bad as this year. And I say bad in air quotes because I don't think he was that bad.
He wasn't.
The real Brock Purdy probably lives between last year and this year. Last year was so amazing on so many fronts. You can't really expect him to do that year in and year out. That to me is unrealistic. And this past year, he made more mistakes than he did the year before. He had less around him. And I don't think that he is as bad, air quotes, as he was this year either.
I mean, I agree with you, though. I would adjust at least my thinking a little bit. I think that who's the real Brock Purdy? Both of them. They're both within his realm. And a lot of it does have to do with what's going on around him And some of it may have to do with that he is still a young player who you hope is still ascending and getting better and all of those things. But that's maybe that is the entire spectrum of Brock Purdy, actually. I mean, you would argue, at least numbers-wise, the Super Bowl year, you would never ask for better than that. It was like one of the top-rated quarterbacks in the history of the game.
Yep.
And then last year, there was so much going on around him that was negative, where if that's his floor, first of all, A, sign me up.
Yep.
And B, yes, that's going to be expensive.
You hope it's his floor.